travel enthusiasts, welcome to the UC Places Travel Podcast. UC Places is your personal tour guide app available on both Android and iPhone. I'm Mary.
And I'm Shelley.
And we work for UC Places.
We do. Once again, they have not fired us yet. So
not yet.
We're just chugging along. And I am so glad they haven't fired us yet because today we have a special guest who is now becoming my best friend because we are working well together on a lot of very cool projects. We would like to introduce to everyone Bill Simons from Cycling San Antonio. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I have to tell you a little secret. You are known within the UC Places office as Bicycle Bill. Is that okay with you?
That's okay. I've been that way my whole life. I've been in the bike business my entire career.
Good.
Yeah, I was going to say, this probably isn't the first time you've heard that, I'm guessing.
Oh, no.
You know, I'd love to just get to know you a little better before we jump into more specifics. Why bicycling?
Well, when I was 21 years old, my college roommate and I rode our bikes across the United States in the summer. And so I needed a job during my senior year to make some spending money and had become friends with a little bike shop that was here. And the rest is history. I started part-time, became a partner in that shop, and we grew it to a top 25 Trek dealer.
Wow. So tell me, where was your starting point and where was your ending point on your by the way, only college age kids want to attempt these things.
I know.
Yeah, don't try this at home, everybody.
No,
yeah.
Don't try this at home. And I would not suggest, I mean, it was one of those things that looks good on your resume,
sure.
But I would never do it again because I'm not 21.
There you go.
Anyway, we started in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
And ended up in San Francisco, California, and it was about a six-week-long trip.
Oh, my gosh.
This was in the 70s, remember, but I started with $200 in my pocket and ended up with about 40 bucks when we finished.
Wow. 200 bucks doesn't even cover a couple of nice meals out here in D.C.
No. Well, you can imagine we didn't spend the night in nice hotels or anything.
This is so interesting to me. Sorry, I'm going to fire questions at you about this because I didn't know ahead of time. Do you have like a favorite story from that trip or like a least favorite story or the hardest part? What's something very memorable?
Yeah, the most memorable day was the very first day. And we were carrying all of our gear on the back of our bikes like that. And so we had bungee cords to hold everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I packed everything up, I'd inadvertently hooked the bungee cord onto the brake straddle cable so that it pulled up on it. It was like having the brake on as hard as you could put it. And so I took off riding and I thought, God, man, this is going to be horrible. I don't know if I can do this. And just all day long, I was just struggling. And finally, I looked, it's like, oh God, thank goodness.
How long did you bike with the...
Probably about 10 miles or so. And I was just thinking, God, what have I gotten myself into?
So when you figured out that you were affecting the brake there, did any part of you say, maybe this isn't a great idea? Maybe.
No. It was like, I was thinking, man, this is going to be much harder than I anticipated.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
So once I figured that out, it was all pretty smooth cruising after that. But, you know, when you're 21 years old, just the world is all ahead of you. You know,
yeah.
It was a really, really cool thing.
Sounds it.
That's awesome.
And then fast forward a number of years, you feel qualified to take people on bike tours.
Absolutely. In 1976, the bicentennial, they built a kind of a rudimentary bike trail that connected the missions like that. And I was on that immediately. And, you know, I was interested in my shop. I created brochures for people to do bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the very first brochure taking people on the mission bike ride. And it was before the National Park Service was even in charge of the missions. I took a lot of people out to the missions before anybody, you know, really knew about it. And it was wonderful because a lot of the people that I would take were native San Antonians and had maybe never been to the missions before. It was quite cool.
Right. Bill, tell us, because we have, you know, listeners worldwide, tell us what these missions are. Some might not even know.
Sure.
Okay.
So Christopher Columbus comes in 1492.
He sailed the ocean blue.
Yeah, sailed the ocean blue. They take over Mexico, and that includes all of Texas. Mm-hmm. So they want to populate Texas, but it's a pretty rough place.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a great place for people to move into. So the second best thing is just to turn the people who are there into Spanish citizens. So that's basically what a Spanish colonial mission was. The Franciscans would come in, set this thing up. They would teach them to be Christians, mm-hmm. but they would also teach them something they could make money at.
Gotcha.
So that when the mission shut down, voila, you have these tax-paying Spanish citizens.
They learned a trade.
They learned a trade, and that was all part of the deal. It was not just about converting them to Christianity. It was really incorporating them in Spanish society.
Interesting.
So these missions then kind of pop up around San Antonio. And obviously today they're not working missions. They're museum type things?
No. So we had five missions here.
Okay.
The Alamo, which is originally called San Antonio de Valero, mm-hmm. is now owned by the state. It is run as a battle shrine, you know, to the Battle of the Alamo.
Yeah.
All the other four missions, the churches there are active parishes.
Really?
You can go to church there. And at a couple of the missions, at noon, they have what are called mariachi masses, where you go and the music is provided by a mariachi band and the mass is spoken in Spanish.
Yeah.
And they've been rebuilt to a certain degree. Some of the missions have never fallen down. The Mission Concepcion is the oldest unreconstructed stone church in America. Mm-hmm. Mission San Jose has had extensive rebuilding, so you can kind of see what a mission looked like.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
So do you have a favorite mission, by the way?
You know, that's a tough question. I've done most of my research on Mission Espada, mm-hmm. and it's kind of interesting. It's called Mission San Francisco de la Espada, mm-hmm. which means St. Francis of the Sword. Mm-hmm. When you think of St. Francis, you think of him holding little animals and stuff. You don't necessarily think of him wielding a sword.
Yeah.
But I've done a ton of research on that. I created a website where it shows all of that. But I guess really I love Mission San Jose the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, a lot of people who don't know much about San Antonio, if you mention San Antonio, they're probably envisioning tumbleweeds blowing and, you know, just desert.
Or maybe the Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk. Yeah,
Tell us, what's San Antonio all about?
So San Antonio is situated in like this exact point where four different weather type things come together. You know, we're in the plains, we're in the desert. It's this interesting location. But the big deal, the deal that really brought the Spanish here was water. Mm. We have an aquifer up north of us that brings water. So we're not totally dependent on rain. If we had been totally dependent on rain, there would not be a San Antonio.
Right.
Got it.
Anyway, fast forward, there's just a lot of great things to do here. I always say that so many people, you know, they'll come to San Antonio and go to the Riverwalk and go home and say, yeah, that was a great place, you know, drank and had a lot of fun. Gosh, just 30 minutes or an hour away are some of the most beautiful parts of Texas, our Texas Hill Country. You know, the missions are wonderful. The mm-hmm. cultural diversity is just amazing here.
Wow, that's great. I love it. So I know you are in the process of creating tours for UC Places. Why don't you tell us about a couple of those?
I kind of jumped in the deep end on this.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Bicycle Bill.
And we were happy to have you. The water's fine. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, it's deep, though. And I started treading water immediately. Mm-hmm. So I have been very active with our bike share program here in town. I was on the board of directors when we brought it in back in the early 2011, 2012, somewhere. So they asked me to help with this. You know, normally I had gone out and, you know, we'd done a ride and I talk and everything. So because of the restrictions this year, they thought they would do some sort of do-it-yourself ride like that. And the woman in charge had this great idea of doing this video and all of this. And I said, you know what? That's really a lot harder to do than you would ever imagine, all mm-hmm. that editing. And I said, I've been talking to these UC Places people, mm-hmm. and I think it might be the perfect platform for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it absolutely is going to be perfect.
Yes.
So nice plug, by the way.
Yeah, that nice plug for UC Places. Tell us a little bit, Bill, about the event, and then we'll talk a little bit about your experiences creating this tour. Yeah, I'd love to hear about that.
So I was just called in to do the history, but I'll tell you a little bit about it. It's called the Pedal in the Park Challenge. The B-Cycle, that whole organization, is always looking for cash. You know, they generate money by people riding it, but there's always this need for extra infusion of money. And that's what the Pedal in the Park Challenge is all about.
Gotcha.
You know, I think people pay a set fee. You know, it's just a money-raising event like
right.
that.
Yeah, fundraising. I get it.
Fundraising.
Sure.
Yep.
So what does that ride and tour entail?
So we'll start at kind of a new park, a really beautiful park that is right off of the trail. And basically, our missions were built along the river. They alternated sides, but they went right out the river. So the ride basically is an out and back.
What's the trail, Bill? What's the name of the trail?
You know, San Antonio's famous for our river walk.
Okay.
But there are multiple sections of that river walk. They consider this the mission reach section of the river walk.
Okay.
So it's all the same river. It all goes, the trails go all along, but there's like five different sections of the river walk. And this mm-hmm. is called the Mission Trail. It is quite beautiful. It was completed kind of during the last recession. You know, it was one of those things, almost like the Depression, where they did a lot of work during that. And it is world class. It is just beautiful. I'm on that trail all the time, and it looks different every time I go. Different flowers, different things blooming, and my clients usually just totally blown away. They can't believe how beautiful it is.
Yeah. I'm sure. The desert is beautiful.
Well, I will tell you that if you come to San Antonio, you would never think you're in the desert.
Nice.
It doesn't feel like that, except for when it gets up to 110 degrees
right.
in the summertime. But the trade-off is that it hardly ever drops below freezing. So
nice.
I've done tours at 32 degrees before, you know, so it's all real doable.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start out, are you like basically on the river walk and then you're heading out to a mission? How does it work?
Well, we start in a park. It's called Confluence Park, and it's a relatively new park.
Okay.
And it incorporates all these amazing things. They have these big leaf-looking things that look like the Sydney Opera House. Well, each one of those leaves is a water collector.
Oh.
And it collects the water. They have the beautiful gardens, and it's all watered by that. The toilets flush with that water.
Wow.
So it's just real state-of-the-art. But it's just a quarter of a mile down to the river, less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And you drop onto the trail.
Okay.
And that's where you really kind of start.
Gotcha. Right. And so how long is this tour, and what do you see on the way?
It's approximately 19 miles.
Okay.
And you will see all four of the lower missions.
Mm-hmm.
You will see two sites that are related to the irrigation.
Gotcha.
And that's what the Spanish brought with them, was this technology to utilize that water for irrigation. So it turned this nomadic group of people into sedentary agricultural people,
right.
is what their goal was, and that's what they were able to do.
So you see some of that along the way as you
ride.
You
see it, yeah. The big deal we see is when one of those gravity irrigation ditches comes to a big valley or something, that's not going to work. So they built a bridge across there, an aqueduct.
Oh.
And we have the only remaining Spanish colonial aqueduct in the United States right there.
And you get to ride your bike over it?
Nope. You could, but you'd end up in Leavenworth.
Oh, we don't want that.
That's funny. Don't veer off the trail, everybody.
Yes. Nobody goes to Leavenworth. Stay on the trail. Okay, got it.
Do you see any wildlife, or what's the foliage like?
You know, what you see is a really mostly aquatic birds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You will see cormorants. They are a black fishing bird. Ooh. They swim like a duck, but they dive down and fish. And I've seen them actually come up with a fish speared on their beak.
Cool.
We have egrets.
Mm-hmm.
We have herons and different kinds of ducks and geese and stuff. So that's mostly what you see. I was trying to think, snakes occasionally, turtles, lots of turtles.
Yeah.
On nice sunny days, but not a lot of mammals, birds and such, but not a lot of mammals.
Maybe right. An armadillo?
Nope.
Okay.
You know what? That's a good thing. Back in the 70s, armadillos were everywhere, and I don't know what's the deal, but you don't see many of them anymore.
Okay.
So, Bill, you are our very first bicycling tour creator. And I have to say, when we first started talking, this idea of bicycle tours just went crazy. Like, oh my gosh, why didn't we think of this? And so we love that you are willing to kind of, like we said, jump in with 2 feet and make it happen for us so we can see how this is going to work. Tell us about your process of creating this tour with the cyclist in mind.
Sure. Probably the biggest positive of this tour is that it's all basically on one trail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harder to get lost, I think, than you would normally. But it's like anything you get into. It's like at first your head spins around. But once I've figured out, and both of you guys have been very helpful in helping me figure it out, once you learn where to put those points of interest and how to incorporate everything in, it flowed very well. So it's a two-part thing. You do a lot of work at your house with your computer and your recordings, but you have to get out there and try it.
Yes.
That's the bottom line, is making sure everything works when you get out there. But it went from being no idea what I was doing to really feeling comfortable knocking out the different tours like that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think in a rather short period of time as well, we did a couple of calls. I'm going to give a shout out to the UC Places support team, which is myself currently crushing it. I love sitting down virtually, obviously, with our creators and helping walk them through the process, getting to know the creator, seeing what interests them, helping getting the tour route. And it's a team effort. We have such a great time doing that. It's super excited for these bicycling tours coming up. And you've got more than just the San Antonio one that we're talking about now. You have more in the works, right? What else are you thinking about?
Bottom line is, my company is a bicycling tour company, but it was like, I can do any tour I want.
Yeah.
I can do a car tour. Mm-hmm. I can do a walking tour.
Yep.
I'm certainly not going to be fenced in by cycling.
Don't fence Bill in, everybody.
Don't fence me in.
Yes.
So I tell other guides about it, and they kind of go, oh, that's interesting. You know, it's like, no, you don't get it.
You don't get this. Yeah.
What you guys are doing, I think, is cutting edge. It's like the right thing at the right time kind of deal.
Yeah.
Well, we hope so. We seem to think so.
For sure.
Yeah. And we do run into people who are like, oh, that's interesting. And then we run into people who are like, oh my gosh, is amazing. And those are people like you, Bill, who just start whipping out these tours and are excited about it. And that's like the UC Places family.
Well, it's true. And I think once people wrap their brain around what it really is, I think some people think it's just a virtual tour where you're sitting at home and listening. And yeah, I guess you could do that if you pay for a tour or even the free ones. But these are really meant to be on the trail, like taking an actual tour with your tour guide in your pocket, essentially, in your smartphone.
Right.
So it's meant to be an actual tour that you take. It's replicating the tour guide experience.
Yeah.
So we do all kinds of tours. You know, we do companies and stuff, which is not going to come back for a while.
Right.
But we do, you know, families and couples. But my very favorite tours are always the solo tours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of the ride, you're friends with the person. This is kind of more like a solo tour. This is like just you and me, and I'm going to tell you everything I know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful opportunity. San Antonio is very blessed. We have a very active professional tour guide association. You have to take about a 6-month long class. You have to take an exam at the end of that. So when somebody here says they're a member of the Professional Tour Guide Association, that means something.
Right.
That's great. So one of the questions is probably, is there a basement in the Alamo? And you have to say, there's no basement at the Alamo.
You know what? I will tell you something. There is not, but there is a building, the building right next to it that houses the gift shop. There is a basement in that.
Okay.
And I've been into that basement.
That's funny.
That is awesome.
Dispelling the myth right here.
Mm-hmm, love it.
You heard it here on the UC Places podcast.
So one good thing I'd like to plug with the UC Places app is people like Bill, as you're creating these tours to go on our app, you can also use those tours on our app to promote your in-person tours or anything, your website.
Sure. Your upcoming book that I'm sure you have in the works.
Yes.
Your
yes.
memoir.
So it really is, I feel, a good tool for any tour creator to kind of promote what it is that they do.
Absolutely.
We have tour creators who will create kind of an abridged version of a big tour that they have. And so that people can take that tour with the UC Places app. And at the end, they say, if you want the full version, my email address or my website or whatever, it could be used as a promotional tool as well, I guess is what I'm saying. So we're not taking away from your tours.
Sure. And my tours are not cheap.
Right.
You know, they're in line with what everybody else is, but they're not cheap.
Right.
And there are people who just flat don't want to spend that. And
sure.
So the ones I create will not be identical to in-person ones,
yep.
but they will be complete enough that they will enjoy it.
That's absolutely beautiful. Something for everyone. Everyone needs to get out and tour.
That's right.
So this has been amazing. I kind of want to book my ticket to San Antonio right now. This sounds so fun.
I know. It does. I want to check out those missions and yeah. check out San Antonio. I've never been, actually.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Bill might have promised me a margarita and some homemade Mexican food. Not to remind him of that, but you know.
That is exactly right.
I love it.
For the patience you've shown, you get two margaritas.
All right.
Make them strong.
Of course, it's two for one day
at Anyway, thank you so much, Bill. This has been fantastic
yeah.
to know you better. And this whole bicycle across the country, I'll be thinking about that for a long time.
That's thinking about it, but not trying it
no,
ourselves.
No, I would never. I would never. I'm not 21. No, never.
My son, he was wanted to do something. He says, maybe I'll do that. I go, no, go do something else.
But if you do want to do that, you're going to make sure that your break isn't being somehow.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, they have deals now where they ride across the country in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
But they carry all your luggage.
Bill, that's cheating.
That's cheating. That's what I thought too.
All right. Funny.
Awesome. Well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
All righty. Go ahead, Mary.
Our guest has been Bill Simons from Cycling San Antonio, or as we like to say, Bicycle Bill Simons.
Bicycle Bill.
Cycling San Antonio tours will be available this fall on the UC Places app. And if you would like more information on Pedal in the Park, please visit events.mysanantonio.com. And as always, we hope you join us again as we explore more of these points of interest on the UC Places app, available on both Android and iPhone for free download.
This has been Mary and Shelley from UC Places saying so long and happy touring.